Head Start has been taking care of kids for a long time. This is the federally funded program that's provided free early childhood education to kids from low-income families and those living in poverty. For 50 years, the program has been trying to give children a solid foundation for later school success. But new national research shows there's a lot of variation from state to state as to how well the program really works. NPR's Claudio Sanchez explains.
The National Institute for Early Education Research looked at Head Start programs in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories.
This is the first time anyone's ever looked at the funding, the services, and the quality state by state.
Steve Barnett of Rutgers University directed this study, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which also supports NPR. The study focused on quality and ranked states accordingly. Kentucky and Vermont came out the best. 18 states ranked very poorly. The key finding?
Programs that offered more hours had lower quality.
Barnett says poor quality programs are simply trying to do too much with too little. Take teacher pay. The best teachers cost money, but in more than 20 states, Head Start teachers earn less than $30,000 on average. That level of pay has made it difficult to attract and keep good teachers, especially college-educated teachers. Then there's the percentage of eligible children served. It varied widely state by state. The findings show that some states, like North Dakota, are serving nearly all preschool children living in poverty, while others, like Nevada, don't even reach 20%. Sally Amon of the National Head Start Association, which represents local programs, does not dispute the study's overall findings, but all this ranking and rating of states bothers her.
I think it's dangerous. You know, to compare is almost unfair.
Amon says Head Start is a national program run by local people, so of course you're going to find disparities among states. But ranking them does nothing to address the report's main findings, she says. Head Start programs in general don't get the funding they need to do the job they're asked to do. The whole point, though, says Steve Barnett, is to show that some programs are hurting more than others.
Local providers have to make decisions about, do we serve more children or fewer children? Do we offer more hours or fewer hours? Do we pay teachers more or less? And we can't do all those things.
That is a fair assessment. Yes, programs are often caught between a rock and a hard place, and the challenge is how to stretch the dollars without impacting the quality of service.
Today, Head Start serves about 900,000 children, which is only 40% of all eligible children. Barnett and Amon agree the federal government needs to come up with more money to fully fund Head Start, the price tag at least $20 billion. That's more than double what the program gets now. $20 billion might be far-fetched, but Barnett is at least calling for the creation of a bipartisan commission to look at the unevenness in the quality and reach of Head Start. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.